Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, it looks as Timmons told me last night about 3 o'clock that he said we got them right down and almost had them on the ropes and they got away.
Yep, they got off the hook.
Well,
the house got mad at the center.
Yeah, they booed it. Yeah. They did last a couple years ago, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. We just can't worry about these things and make the best of it.
I'm going to finesse the question of the water quality bill today by saying that it obviously has a relationship to the spending ceiling.
That's right.
And that there'll be
good.
No written conference report for us to examine until midnight tonight, and so it's just premature.
Yeah. You can say you talked to me about it today.
All right.
The president said that in view of the fact that he did not want to make the decision until he saw the written conference report and studied all the legal implications and saw what really happened in the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
No, on the spending limitation, right?
Right.
Good. What about the Social Security one? What are you going to say on that?
Well,
he's just going to look at
there again. We're a little short of details. I am going to talk to Steve Kurzman from AGW this morning before I go over there, but...
You wouldn't want to. We don't want to give a signal in.
Oh, no,
because,
no.
Our president, they did clean it up quite a bit, didn't they, but not enough.
Right, and the thing I can safely talk about, I think, is the fact that they've totally dropped out any welfare reform, plan or anything else.
Right, and so it's very...
The plate is clean.
Yeah.
And
also put in the fact, how much does it presently add to the budget? It still adds $800 million.
Let's see. I've got the numbers here. Let's see.
I mean, even with the...
thought I had the number, but I...
No, that's all right. Anyway, you can say that, sort of tilt it in the way, because your present feeling is that we're probably up to veto that, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
it's going to be a close call. It's
going
to be a close call, because they've taken out most of the bad Social Security changes.
Well, I didn't... I know you mentioned that yesterday,
yeah.
But Timmons just said they just took out welfare reform.
No.
They took out
most of Title III and some of Titles I and II. So,
well, and then with the... Then,
oh, I know. There's a story in the Post this morning that gives the details. That's where it is.
That's fine.
So they're down to about $5 billion. And depends on the items. They'll still be over our budget, and you'll still have a ground to veto, but you may not want to.
It may be the two with the spending ceiling thing.
That's right. That's right. These will be, some of them will be categories that are not exempt. But I'll hedge on that. I thought I would do is turn the question to make the point that
the
Congress has not followed your leadership and trying to clean it up. That obviously that's unfinished business for the second term.
Yeah.
And then I can slide over into McGovern's free welfare proposals and get in a lick on the 91.
In other words, shift to that.
Right.
His proposals would add millions to the welfare rolls and cost all that money and all the rest. Great. That's great. Great. Well, beyond that, I think... you can put as much as you can of a positive thrust on, you know, that... if you could sort of start stirring them in the way that the 100 days isn't going to be like the Roosevelt 100 days or something, a little of that.
All right.
Without indicating shrinkage of programs.
All right.
New direction.
Right.
A little of that.
Right. And that you've been speaking out affirmatively on welfare reform for years, and that this is obviously high priority. It's one of your 6 great goals and so on and so forth.
Right.
Without getting specific.
Health reform, welfare reform, and right.
Then the only other obvious problem is going to be the whole Watergate grain deal, Chapin.
Yeah,
you know,
that
whole see that. That's
all the story on that.
Yeah.
How are you going to handle that?
Well, I'm of mixed minds, but I thought one approach would be to attack the Post for picking on a fine, clean, upstanding, patriotic young man who's come to Washington and
hearsay
and done his part.
There,
they've done it with
why don't you use the word McCarthyism?
Well, I had that in mind. You know, the thing that lives in my recollection, I don't know how many people around the country will recall, is old Welch.
Yeah.
Protecting his young colleague when McCarthy attacked him and saying, Senator, there's just no depths to which you won't sink to hurt me.
That's right.
And you've attacked a fine young man, all that. It seemed to me that I could get at this yellow hearsay journal.
I'd attack that. The other thing I would do, if I could strongly urge it, is to say that the shocking double standard of the Post and the New York Times, use that line.
All right.
You got it.
Yep.
And say... that here they are, in terms of being absolutely mum about the dirtiest campaign ever waged against a president in history.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got that chapter and verse of the things?
I've got all those things here.
Just put about eight of them. They called him Hitler. They called him the most corrupt president.
Right.
Don't say the most corrupt administration. Just, you know, shorthanded.
Right.
The most corrupt, the most devious, you know, and go down that. And here, there's never been an editorial raising a question about that. There's never been any reaction at all about that kind of dirty campaigning. It's the dirtiest campaign ever waged by a presidential and vice presidential candidate against a president.
Mm-hmm.
Never say against a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Against a president, because that's true, because the Blaine Cleveland one was dirtier. But they, it was a different bag of tea. Neither was president at that time.
Okay.
See? And where is this?
Mm-hmm.
And also, and I'm not getting the bombing of headquarters. And they haven't said a word about the bombing of headquarters, the mean violence. You know?
Yeah.
I would always attack.
All right.
And then, but also you can defend a little. Yeah. I see you got a big story in the Los Angeles Times about that you gave out apparently on the California property. You'll do anything to get publicity, won't you?
Not I, sir.
Is it the same as
the New York Times? New York Times guy. Well, I haven't seen the L.A. Times.
No, I'm referring to the New York Times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Turner is there. I haven't talked to Turner, but
I call her Hatchet Man.
Yeah. They were on this. Turner's been trying to get me all week, and I've refused to return his calls.
Yeah.
But it's something else may come up, and I'll just lay that off.
Well, I mean,
no problem.
It seemed to me that the whole story was pretty flimsy.
If I can't obfuscate that one, wasted my time for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all the business about the... I think if anything comes up about the amount of money that they spend on the property, so there's none of that with my approval.
Well, more than
a lot
more
of them,
than
they
that,
put up
I can,
labels I didn't want. They put up, you know what I mean?
I can turn that very nicely on Shriver.
Yeah. You mean about what?
About the fact that he's refused to disclose his wife's trust.
Right.
And McGovern's got some kind of
but indicating that there's nothing nothing here we haven't disclosed.
That's right.
Because that's right.
I went into all of that at the time of the acquisition.
Absolutely.
Property.
Total net worth, all that he has.
Yep.
And that you went into it and you covered it. And it's shocking that a paper that is all the news that fit to print would do on a solely on the basis of innuendo and so
right.